So whenever we are going to accept the payments throughout the website, we need to choose the several things. And first one is a merchant account, and it's a different from a banking account because it should be it should allow the to accept payments online.
Well, let me go ahead and make this simpler, Yuri. I mean, before you even have a merchant account, you can accept, I mean, if you've got any type of bank account, or even if you're willing to take cash, I would say the first thing about accepting money is accept money however is easiest for your customer. So I've had people wire me money via, what is it, to Western Union. And they just happen to be in countries, which it's a pain in the ass. I've had to go to my local bank, but you know, for 400 or 500 bucks, I don't mind just popping in there and getting paid basically cash. And then, you know, having to make sure that that all is accounted for and in bringing it back into the system. But it is something that, yeah, you want to take money however you can take it. I'm looking back on my board here. I've got checks. I find a lot of big companies still pay with a check 60 days out or 30 days out. So I'll send an invoice with my physical address and I'll just get a, you know, get a check. I mean, Tom, I know I've sent you checks of just, you know, just write out a check. It's easy, no fee, right?
Yep. Yeah. And PayPal is super easy as well.
And PayPal is easy, but it gets you with that 2.9% fee plus a little bit here or there, which may not seem like much, but if you're, you know, what's a 3% fee on $10,000, Joe?
Hold on, doing the math. 3% fee on 10,000 would be 300, right?
Yeah, that's hey, a good amount of money.
Way to go!
Yeah, I would. In some cases, I would rather. I mean, I've got certain people that we strike deals with that are five figure deals for advertising for the year. And why would I want to, like, if I don't need the money, if they're going to be consistent and if they can just spit out a check consistently and that goes right to my, I would rather keep that money in. So there are advantages, I think, to not taking money online. You know, Marianne, you've been talking about cash. So how do you take, I mean, how would that service work in the, you know, or how does it traditionally work for you guys? I don't know.
It would be different if it's in the clinic versus, you know, if I'm selling the cash-based system to other therapists. I'm selling that to them on a separate website. Then I'm actually having my actual cash-based clinic. That would be different in-house. So that's face-to-face.
Sounds good.
Would they pay in cash or would it be checks or what?
Yeah, it would either. Another one.
Okay.
But the trick would be is, you know, finding the lowest cost, most feasible e-commerce system for that type of product, the products that you sell actually online to other customers, which, like Antonio said, you know, you have to make it to where it's feasible to all customers, because I purchased something from one therapist. I purchased something from their website, and there was some kind of Australian fee I ended up getting on my credit card bill, which was weird, because so the system went from U.S. to Australia and back, and there was like a $2 surcharge, and there was no place on the e-commerce portion that it told you that happened. Of course, it wasn't PayPal, but you know, that would if I was a repeat customer. Well, that actually deterred me from ever being a repeat customer.
So Yuri, I can see your screen, and it looks like you don't have much to talk about. So you're going to let me just go through it. No, I Yuri just cover guys. Yuri's only going to be here for about 15 to 20 minutes. He's going to cover some of the technical aspect, and I'm going to let him cover some of the specific. I'm going to let him show you what we do specifically with Infusionsoft and accepting money online. However, this is just one path. Don't get stuck on the tactical of what we're talking about. Focus on the strategy, because the tactics are going to change all the time. There's always new ways of accepting money. I mean, Stripe just came out, right? Or what's that newest one out in San Francisco, Tom, that everyone's in love with? Is it Stripe or
Gumroad?
Gumroad. Yeah.
I use Gumroad a lot.
Yeah, so everyone's in love with Gumroad right now. But I mean, two years ago, they weren't anywhere. And so these things, more will come. Especially, you know, they're very profitable to start these type of businesses if they work. But I mean, just simply even having a PayPal account is a very easy way. But Yuri, I'll let you go ahead and show technically how we're accepting money.
Yeah, this is the MS Guide to Style, one of our course that is being sold online. And we are using Infusionsoft as our payment processor. And as I told previously, the payment processor is something between the merchant account and payment gateway. So in our case, the AuthorizeNet serves as a merchant account and the payment gateway, and we use Infusionsoft as a shopping cart. So whenever we
bring up that slide, Yuri, and let's talk about, because you threw out some words there that I don't think everyone understands.
Okay. So first is a merchant account, and this is the account that you accept payments from all your customers.
And you can get that at a bank, local, or you can get that at, you know, you could reach out to Authorize.net. You could just have a merchant account with them, or technically they'll hand you off to what's called CyberSource.
Yeah, and the AuthorizeNet is a good example, because second thing that you need is a payment gateway. Actually, that's the system that processes all the credit cards and actually accept the payments. And Authorize is a good example, because it combines both the merchant account and the payment gateway. From other popular systems, there are PayPal and ClickBank. Even Amazon has its own web system of accepting money, WePay, and et cetera, et cetera.
So is PayPal basically like a merchant account and a payment gateway and a payment processor? It's all three, right, in a sense?
Yes, it's all three at the same time.
So that's where it gets crazy, ladies and gentlemen, is that some of these are just one, like ClickBank is, well, ClickBank, in a sense, is they'll send you out the check, so they are, in a sense, the account, they're the gateway, and they're the processor. But there are slight differences, probably. I would say go with what is easy for you. You're going to sell electronic product. ClickBank is incredibly easy. PayPal is pretty darn easy. Authorize.net is getting a little bit more sophisticated, because it's only part of the equation, and you've got to have the payment. You know, what is it? The
shopping cart.
The shopping cart. Yep.
Yep. So in our case, the shopping cart is Infusionsoft, and Infusionsoft is also the CRM, customer relation management system, and it allows us to easily track all the members and all the customers, so gather more information about all of them, and at the same time to actually sell online. So whenever we click on any buttons that we created with Infusionsoft, we are going to the shopping cart. And it looks like any of other shopping carts providing the fields for first name, last name, price, the product description, and also we have seals for money back guarantee and actually authorize that. So that whenever people see something like that, it creates more credibility. Whenever I don't see those signs, I probably will be hesitated to pay on such a website. So it's actually a good thing to have here. So whenever we fill in the all the fields and go into the very bottom, there are two options to pay by credit card, and there are options from most popular like Discover, MasterCard, Visa, Amex, or you may pay with PayPal, and just click in that button. We may hit submit the order. Okay, I need to, yeah, I need to probably worry.
Well, that's okay, Yuri. I think this is, so this is one example with authorized.net. Now, ClickBank is it would be similar because I'm selling an electronic product. I could have gone with either. I choose authorized.net. But for PayPal, technically PayPal would give you a cart, but it doesn't give you anything this attractive. It does have, I would say, the advantage of most people, many people have a PayPal account, so it's very easy for them to pay that way. But one of the reasons I went to Infusionsoft with authorized.net is simply I wanted something to look a little bit more premium, and I wanted more control. So understand, if you start to get more control, that's where you're going to start running into difficulty in terms of what it requires for customization and for being able to. There's going to be more moving parts. But if you wanted to accept money today, you know, John, Mary, Joe, you guys could simply use PayPal, and that would work. I mean, that would get this would allow you, and in some cases, I remember a couple years ago when I would have authorized, I would just have integration issues. I'd have tech issues. I would just fall back to PayPal. Whenever I launched my first programs, I just used PayPal. It wasn't perfect, and I probably lost some sales because some people, they want more options. They don't want to use PayPal. They don't trust it, or they just don't like it. Some countries, you can't use it. But it was good enough, and it got the job done. So that goes back to point number one. Accept money. Make it easy. Don't get stuck on the perfect program. It's better to have something that accepts, that will help you get to 80% today versus 95% in a year.
Antonio, I remember that we need some kind of a business account with PayPal to create all those buttons, or am I wrong?
I'm not for sure. You know, PayPal, I do have a business account, and I would recommend having multiple accounts. So we just launched, the StyleCon. And Aaron created he created that PayPal account within one day. But then they actually suspended our account because we brought in like $10,000 in a day. And they were wondering what's going on. They realized it was an event and that they may be on the hook for things. So it was a higher risk to them. But Aaron was pretty smart. He had taken most of the money out. He took it out very quickly. But I would say that PayPal, you need to be, you know, there are some horror stories about it. I wouldn't worry about it if you're not going to be bringing in a whole lot real fast. Or if you, in a sense, you're running just a business that you just don't expect to have that big surge. But if you do get a surge of cash, you could have some red flags pop up. All right, so let me open it. Let's open up to some questions. Joe, what do you got? Marianne?
Which one is it that has the, you know, that I agree. I like the gold seal, the money back guarantee. I absolutely, there is such a reassurance whenever I've made a purchase. I like that. And is that primarily with authorized.net?
No, that's about Infusionsoft, and that's how the shopping cart is built. And actually, we can put those seals whenever we want. It's just a customizing of this web page.
Okay, I think that looks sharp. That always looks sharp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what you're talking about, Marianne, is the cart. And there's SamCart is an example. I mean, this is something you can buy specifically that type of cart. But any good programmer should be able to do some basic customization for you like that. Mm-hmm. Again, the key is, you know, I mean, there are some of you guys in the program. I mean, we just talked on the phone, and you just simply wrote me out a check, and I mean, sent it to me in the mail. And I mean, that it's like I'm not going to get in the way. When it comes down to it, find what is the easiest for your customer, and make it so that they can easily just get you the money. So for Marianne, like, have you thought about, like, what's going to be the easiest way for your customer to pay? Is it going to be check? Is it going to be credit card? Is it going to be cash?
Well, for cashbasedtherapy.com, it's going to be, which will be the website for therapists primarily for setting up their cash-based business. Most likely, it'll be credit card. The authorized.net. You said, I believe you have to that one. That's the one that you, it only is the gateway and the processor. You have to have something else for the cart. But ClickBank, I think, is completely different than that, if I remember.
Yeah, ClickBank is pretty much all in one. So the way ClickBank works, and it's more for electronic products, Mary, is that ClickBank takes the money, they hold it for 2 weeks. So basically what you do is you sell your product to ClickBank. ClickBank sells your product to the customer, and then ClickBank keeps your money for 2 weeks and then sends you either a physical check or they deposit it. So the big advantage there is that they will handle all the taxes and all the, they'll handle local state taxes. So that is one big advantage of ClickBank. However, I found that I couldn't customize the card as much, and it was hard to track in Infusionsoft. So part of it for me is that I have thousands of small transactions going through, and I want to be able to track it real time. So that's why I do what I do. But if you're just getting one or two transactions to start with, you don't care about that. You just simply want to get the money in the door.
What's the charge with ClickBank?
I think there's either a $50 or a $100 one-time setup, basic setup fee. It may be a little bit higher than that now. And then they charge you it's like 4%. It's higher than what they would charge at PayPal. But there's so many good things about ClickBank. But again, this is for electronic products.
Okay, it's only for electronic. And PayPal is like, you said, 2.9% fee. What were the other options? What was the screen that you had that had the other options?
Just looking at
the costs, what they cost you, you know, and how you weigh that out.
Yuri, you want to pull that back up?
The
presentation. You can bring up some of the examples.
We
didn't talk about Stripe or Gumroad. Do you want to talk about using those, Tom?
Yeah, happy to talk on Gumroad. Stripe is something that this year, 2015, I think I'm going to use. I don't know if I told you this, Antonio. I think I might have mentioned it. But I moved over to the new Rainmaker platform out of CopyBlogger.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
Yet to be seen if that's a good or bad idea. I might end up switching in the future, but for right now it worked for me. And they integrate a lot of different stuff, and they also integrate a lot of payment stuff and affiliate network in their own system. So I haven't messed around with it. It's based on Stripe, so I haven't gotten a chance to use that. But with Gumroad, I don't know, Yuri, if you can pull up gumroad.com, and you can show that real quick. The reason I use it basically for everything is because, well, I use PayPal for...
Is it Gumroad or...?
Like, yeah. G-U-M. Let's see.
G-U-M.
Mike.
Like gum. G-U-M. Sorry, Mike. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Gum Road. R-O-A-D. And so I'll use Gumroad for digital products, for pretty much everything. I've used PayPal. I use PayPal right now almost exclusively for consulting work or service-based work. So I can just either use, if I'm using Pay What You Want pricing or something like that, I just say, hey, you know, I'll send people a blank invoice, and I'll have them click, and in the invoice, which is just a one-page document I made in Word, they click on the button, and it sends them to PayPal, and they enter my email address and put the money in that they want to pay me, which is, it doesn't get more bootleg than that, but it works. And then another thing is where I'll just, from PayPal, you can send invoices from PayPal. So if you're doing service-based stuff, that's really solid. Gumroad, though, if you go through this, if you scroll down a little bit, Yuri, you'll see it, an example if you want to click on that product. And the cool part about Gumroad is it's so, I think it's pretty sexy and smooth, and it looks good. So, and from what I've heard from them is that they say they have a really high conversion rate when somebody clicks on something. So it goes through quick. The one downside is you mentioned the you know, money back guarantee stuff. They don't have that kind of built into this sales page. So as you can see, it's like, I want this right at the bottom. Like, that's kind of how it works. And so, you know, I guess it's one of those things, I don't know, you guess you'd have to split test it. But the beauty is, for Gumroad, you can set it up in probably about 10 minutes, and you're ready to rock and roll. And I've used that for physical products, digital products, and services. And it's very, very easy to integrate with anything. But again, they take 5%. So, you know, there's pros and cons to it. So they're going to take higher than, say, PayPal, or much higher than Authorize.net once you get it set up. But it's one of those kind of, if you're looking to get up something up rapidly, this, I think, is a really solid option, especially if you're just kind of testing things out and trying to figure out how they work. I think it's a good place to start because it's so simple. They handle refunds. They do a lot of back-end stuff that I didn't have to mess with. And I never had the fear that they were going to hold my money. Like, I've heard PayPal sometimes. So I'm always kind of cautious about PayPal. And if I'm going to get large sums of money, I'd rather go through PayPal or Gumroad, excuse me. But yeah, that's all I have to say about that, unless you have specific questions, Marianne or John or Joe.
And you said it will integrate with Infusionsoft as well. Rainmaker. That's right.
Yeah. So I actually have this integrated with nothing, which makes tracking really difficult. So unlike Infusionsoft, and Tony can probably speak on this, Infusionsoft, with the integration between Infusionsoft and I think your system is set up with Authorize.net and all that, you guys can track basically everything. Whereas for me, I still have there's still a question mark. I'm still getting that analytics set up for that piece. And when I switch to the new Rainmaker and start using their payment platform, I'll be able to better track everything that's happening and conversions and all that.
So there's not a pay system.
But Gumroad does have some.
There's not a pay system out there that does not just take a chunk of your change. There's not one. Other than the 2.9% so far, that's the lowest I've heard of, from, and that's from PayPal.
I think, Antonio, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think if you set up Authorize.net, it'll end up being less than 2.9% if you go through that and integrate it with something like Infusionsoft. Or am I wrong on that? Well,
say again.
PayPal takes 2.9%, but what about with your system, with Infusionsoft plus Authorize.net, and using that kind of gateway and payment processor? What are the charges that you guys generally have when you use that instead of, say, something like PayPal?
Honestly, I'd be BSing if I knew exactly. I know it's for me, worrying about that 0.5 or 1%. Isn't worth what I go with a system that works for my specific needs, and I don't try to fit I guess for me it was, I wanted more control. I see, and I look at, like, okay, what's Amy Porterfield using? What are the people, the top people in the internet space using, and what's working for them? What's accepted? Across, you know, what's going to, in a sense, be easy to translate. There's a reason why, you know, most of us aren't on Linux computers. It just doesn't, you know, there's just not enough of a community for it. So that was that was pretty much my choice. It wasn't getting fixated on the percentage, which is important, but isn't as important as getting more sales and having something that can get you up off the ground.
Does anyone have any experience with SamCart?
SamCart?
Mm-hmm.
Actually, SamCart, we've been trying to use that, and it looks beautiful, and they promised the higher conversion. This is very easy to set up system, and it works smoothly with integration with Infusionsoft and Wishlist Member. That's what we tried, and It also has a very, very simple system of refunds and setting up the affiliate system. So I would say that from what we've been trying, the SIM card is probably the most easiest way to, well, to set up the shopping cart. I'm not sure what's going on in there. They got some trial period, and Brian Moran says that it's over, and cannot answer for sure right now. But from what we've been trying, I really like that system. That's what I can say for sure.
Okay. All right. What else do we got?
Antonio, do you have any piece of advice?
For what?
When it comes to somebody just starting out in this context, like for say for Marianne or something like that, who wants to put this up and running, does it? I'm curious about this too. Just go with PayPal.
Yeah, I mean it's easy. It comes down to find a way to accept their money, whether it just be straight up checks. I mean, you've got an address, so they get a PO box if you're worried about that. And I mean, I still to this day, you know, accept. Whenever I send people an invoice, I try not to send too many invoices, but whenever, like for larger payments, I'm still sending them, you know, my email for the PayPal, because some people just want to pay that way. Other people, I like PayPal too, because if you're not moving too much, you can move money really quick via PayPal. It does have that fee, but to me, it's not that bad. And especially if you're moving stuff between PayPal accounts, then all of a sudden that fee just starts to disappear. It's really just become a very, a pretty trusted, it's so easy to pay things too via PayPal. All right. Anything else?
Any other recommendations also besides if you're not using Infusionsoft, is there any recommendations that you all have if you're not using Infusionsoft?
Well, Infusionsoft is simply it's my CRM system that integrates into the payment system. So, I mean, you can go into PayPal and you can see, like, who bought all that information, what I pay. And you could have AWeber and – There, you're going to be able to do your email marketing, but the problem is AWeber and Infusionsoft don't talk. You could find a way to get them to communicate with each other, but that gets pretty complicated. Versus Infusionsoft, what I love about it is it allows me to integrate these payment systems so I can look at someone's buy information, and I can also then right there send them an email, or I could tag them. So what you're talking about, like, they're almost two separate things. It's beyond a payment system. Infusionsoft is a full CRM system that is designed to help you track people that buy. And eventually you would need to go to something like that. But until you have, you know, hundreds of customers, you could manually track that.
When is an appropriate time to upgrade to something like Infusionsoft?
When you've got more money than time, I usually tell people that, you know, if you have a business that's bringing in probably more than $10,000 a month, then you want to look at Infusionsoft, because it's also called Confusionsoft. You need to be able to hire a coach when you move over. I know Dumas did this. I did it. And I go out to their conference. It's not an easy piece of software just to dive into. And so things get a lot more complicated. So what's this, Sam Cart, see you soon? One thing to watch. And I keep pointing you guys towards the simple solutions, but here's the deal: is SAM Cart is like $1,000. So when it deals with money, these guys know that they can charge you a lot of money for this. So so the best ones are not going to be cheap. That's why I'm like, hey, you got to get the sales in first, make some money, then you can use the money you make to upgrade yourself. It's kind of like playing a video game. You start off with the weak weapons, which, you know, if you start off with the strong weapons, like it wouldn't really, I mean, it would deplete all your energy and you wouldn't be able to focus on what you need to focus on, which is learning how to play the game.
Right. Okay, just for a plan B, if you didn't really want to use PayPal or PayPal only, and you're not using Infusionsoft, what would you suggest?
Well, what type of, give me the product that you're going to be selling, or the type of service or product?
It'll either be consultings or consultation, telephone consultations or on-site consultations, or e-books or blueprints.
Okay, well, if it's something online, electronic, mm-hmm. then ClickBank is definitely an option, very simple one to get going. If it's going to be, you're actually going to be meeting them in person, or if it's something that it's a good-sized service, then it's just like, hey, write me a check.
Okay. What about phone consultations? How do you do phone consultations?
That I would use something like Stripe. That'd be fine. You can take, you know, $50 here, $100 there. I would, you know, look to go. Then there you would want something. I mean, if you're going to do a lot of phone consultations, then it would be something you want to be able to set up an automatic system. ClickBank isn't going to probably be the best for that, although that is an option too, because you're basically selling, you know, a little bit of time and consulting. But yeah, I would check out Stripe. All right. Tom, anything else?
No, I mean, that I think that answers most questions. Obviously, no need to get into the nitty-gritty of, like, I think putting... Because I tried out Authorize.net when I first started, and then after like a month, I was like, okay, you know what, I'm going to – that was before I started making sales of anything. So I nixed it, and I was like, I went back to the PayPal thing. And then when I started making money from that, I switched – or I used that along with Gumroad. And now I'm at the point where I'm looking at either using – switching to Infusionsoft or using Rainmaker's Stripe integration. But, yeah, that's the process that it went through for me. I was like – trying to jump to something straight away, I don't think is a great idea. At least I went through, it was painful, and then I like learned my lesson. I'm like, I'll come back to this later. But in the beginning, I don't think it's necessary. So I hope that answers your questions, Mary. And as far as John, Joe, and anybody else out there, do you guys have any particular questions about payments, receiving payments, selling products, or anything like that that would be worthwhile to address that you guys could use some help with?
Yeah, I have one. I actually was just on while you were talking, I was typing it up, but it went wrong. So my question is, how do you set up like the auto payment plan? So maybe I'm not going to collect all of it 100% now. Like, let's say I have a $3,000 product, but I want to allow people the opportunity to break it down to installments, or I'm doing like a consulting thing, or somebody hires me to do a web page, I can do 50%, you know, retainer. And then at the end, when the contract is finished, I can automatically go in there and get the other 50% without having to do this myself.
I'll give my feedback on this, and then Antonio, you can tell me what your thoughts are on this. When it comes to, so I'll speak to the second piece. So if you're doing consulting, invoice them. Use PayPal. From within inside PayPal, it takes like 2 minutes to create an invoice and send it to somebody. And you can you guys agree beforehand. So you can send before I would send the charge, though. I mean, I would create like a small contract that explains the deliverables and the dates and whatever, and then the price. And then that person can sign it, and you can use something like HelloSign.com if you want to keep it online. And there's a lot of other options like that, too. So they can sign it digitally or whatever. And then you have that piece. And then the second piece to that is now going to PayPal, create an invoice, and send them the agreed upon amount. So if you want to do a quarter up front or half up front, you charge them for that and say one of two payments. And you can put that right in the invoice, and you send it to them. And then you, beautiful thing in PayPal, you can track that. And then when the service is all complete, you can send them the second invoice. I think that is the simplest way to do it, you know, except maybe excluding Antonio's recommendation and just getting a check from them.
Awesome.
And then recurring payments, I would just be careful about that. Like, it depends what you're selling. Again, kind of Gumroad, I know it charges 5%, But the beauty is you can kind of set up subscription-based models really quick, and you could do monthly, I think semi-annually, or monthly and annually, and maybe quarterly. So if you want to sell like a subscription-based whatever, you could do it through that, and that would be pretty simple. You can also do pre-orders with Gumroad and some other kind of neat things that aren't quite integrated into PayPal. So again, another way to set something up rapidly, they're going to charge 5% though. So you just got to be aware of that, that it's going to cost to get those, the ease of use. So just something to be aware of.
All right, cool. Thanks.
Hey, Yuri, are you still out there? Did Yuri head out?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Hey, I just sent you a message on Skype. And no, I think that, you know, automation, you can set that up, your reoccurring payments. Jamie Tardy did that with me when I consulted with her. She just set that up right through PayPal. And I was paying her $500 a month consulting. And it was two 20-minute phone calls a month. So, you know, a lot of consultants, use that stuff. It's pretty simple. Yeah. It just reoccurs, and you can set it up to that. That's one of the easiest ones I've seen. But we also use it with our system. That's a little bit of an advanced feature, but it's not as advanced as you would think it is. But I would go ahead.
Oh, on that for that note, did she set it up? Like, did she send you something and you just said, and you clicked accept, and it was like automatically?
Yep. I just basically bought it, and it was very clear. Hey, you're going to be charged 5 more times at this amount. And ends then. So.
Okay, and that was through PayPal?
Yep, through PayPal.
Wow. I had no idea that PayPal had that reoccurring option.
Yeah, you just got to dive into it. They try to make it the merchant features, especially if you set up a business account, they try to give you a lot of features in there.
Mm-hmm. Is there a cost? What is the cost for setting up the merchant account?
I think I pay on average of like $30 a month for it. So, but that allows me also it's a cost of doing business because I can also if someone gives me their credit card, I can take a credit card over the phone and just pay it right through PayPal.
Okay.
So that's nice sometimes.
You can do it over the phone.
All right. Well, hey, you know, this is something we could go really deep into. Please take, Tom made a great point. You know, it's something that you graduate from as you get more sophisticated and your needs expand. First, get the money. When I started with a tailored suit, my first company, I remember, we were basically going straight through PayPal almost with everything. And then then we started to evolve. We started using ClickBank. No, before that I used eJunkie. And then from eJunkie, which was really ghetto, we moved over to ClickBank. Then from ClickBank, we've now moved to Authorize.net. But it made sense, you know, once you start making more than, you know, 5 figures a month, or if you're making a healthy, you know, 4 figures and you don't have much margin, you know, you have plenty of margin, or a strong profit margin, then do it, you know. But don't do it when you need to be focused on your business. This isn't necessarily make you a whole lot of money. I mean, it does because it brings it in, but if you can accept checks or if you can find quick ways, go with that.
So you could possibly even offer discounts if someone was able, you know, to pay by check.
Yeah, well, they and that's one thing I like, because if I go PayPal, I got to pay that fee, and I just wrote a guy 20 minutes ago telling him, nah, just send me a check, because I don't want to pay the, you know, it's going to end up on a $5,000 check. He's going to pay $150 in fees, and I would rather keep that money. You know, I got diapers to buy.
So how long is it going to take for his check to get there?
Probably by the end of next week.
So are you giving him some sort of service ahead of time based on good faith, or are you waiting on the check?
Well, this is part of my premium advertising. Usually I have people pay 50% up front and then 50% once it's complete. But that's a whole nother thing is, you know, terms of service. How do you want to do this? This was a pretty small deal compared to for what we provided, we had given them a discount and I wasn't too worried about it. But yeah, I haven't had too many people defaulting on me. I try to charge at a price point that I keep away people that would normally have that issue.
Okay.
All right. Well, I think we've hit on quite a few points. Let me see. Was there anything in the chat that I missed? Nope. All right. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to end the recording here.